everybody, it's Anna Marie here from Pursuing Compatibility. I'm your genie, but within reason. So today I'm talking about how to have a peaceful breakup or separation or whatnot. How do you go about it? Because I was having a conversation with one of my clients at one of my mixers, and she was telling me that she knows so many great guys that are in unhappy relationships. And unhappy marriages or whatever, and they just don't want to end it because they're afraid of hurting someone else's feelings and all those things. And like I said, I've been there, so I know how that goes. I cannot guarantee my advice will not end in some crying. It's really brave to have the guts to admit that you're just not happy. And it's important to admit that because, like I said in a previous video with the same old lame advice, the same old, accepting an unhappy relationship doesn't do you any good. It's hurting yourself. It's hurting the person that you're with, and it's hurting the future love of your life. Which is really sad. It's really, really sad that we're accepting this dissatisfaction. And like I've said in one of my videos, the end of my video of about the love hormones and how it connects with loneliness, I do not accept dissatisfaction. And I came, so in my story, I came to the approach where I realize I don't want to hurt the person that I shared my 8-year life with anymore. It was really hard for me to deal with that situation. But I just came to the realization that I'd already been thinking about for a couple months that I just didn't feel that we were the right fit. And it's nothing that he did wrong. It's nothing necessarily that I did wrong. It's just the way it was. And he's a really good person. He's still a very dear, good friend of mine. We still care about each other. We respect each other. We check up on each other. And he's always going to be a part of my heart, you know, because we had some good memories together for 8 years. And I think anybody that just cuts off a relationship like that without any emotion, there's something up with the brain chemistry, because it's not normal. You don't just magically stop caring about someone that you've been with for a really long time. But just because you are with someone for a long time, and you know, doesn't mean that you can't have a loving relationship with the next person or whatever the love of your life is going to be. Anyways, so what is my advice? Some of you might be asking, Anna Marie, what can I do? I'm in an unhappy relationship or unhappy marriage. How do I approach this situation? Because I don't want to hurt anybody. And I don't want to deal with these horrible emotions. Well, I think a really good approach is to have a sit down heart to heart talk, in private, not in public. Depending on who you're with or who you're dating at. I mean, it's hard for me to speak for you, in your relationship or marriage. I would approach it as, have you ever noticed that how this happens between us? Have you noticed how we interact this way? Have you noticed how sometimes we argue about this? Or you could approach it as, have you noticed how I feel like this? Or I have noticed that you feel like this when I do this. That kind of thing. And then start off in that conversational way. More like, how do you feel about it? How do I feel about it? That kind of thing. I would approach it more like, how do you feel about this? I've noticed this. How do you feel about it? That's how I would approach it.
Did you know that over 71% of Americans are infected with toxic belly bacteria, flooding your stomach without warning, making you fatter? You may be suffering from a common curse called weight loss resistance. The good news is you don't have to do any joint crazy workouts to leave you exhausted and sore. You don't have to starve yourself or eat boring salads every day. You definitely don't have to deprive yourself from sweets that you like on your cheat days, right? We all love those days, eh? Before you go any further, I want you to know it is not your fault. Honestly, the truth has been hidden from you for a reason. It's not because you're lazy or lacking in willpower. It's not because you don't want it bad enough. And it's definitely not because you don't have any discipline. It's simply because you have not tried this amazing apple detox drink. This flushes away the stubborn belly flab. This is the number one answer for women and men. You are not in this alone. Seriously, don't get robbed from the full energetic life that you deserve. Go to my episode description for an instant discount right now for the apple detox drink. If you're frustrated with the stubborn fat that just won't dang go away, sheesh.
Because I would say I had a very pretty successful ending. I mean, it wasn't happy. There was a lot of crying. I don't know if there's any perfect breakup or anything like that. But anyways, I would approach it in that way. And then after you approach in that way, you can also say that I want you to know that I do love you as a person. And I want you to know that I don't want to hurt you, but I've been feeling like this. I've been feeling like this for a while, or I've been feeling like this just recently, and I just came to the realization that I just don't feel like, blah, 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 or I really want a happy marriage or a happy relationship, and I noticed that we've been having these problems, or I've been noticing that we've been having these issues, or I've noticed that we've been facing these things. And I don't want to continue facing them. And I just don't see this getting any better. Something like that, we're approaching it in that way. It's much more sensitive. It's heartfelt. People are still human beings at the end of the day. And we need to be sensitive. And it's hard for me to even say how that person's going to react. Because everyone's just so different, But I cried, my ex cried, there's a lot of crying. But I told him, I told my ex that I do love you as a person, and I want you to be happy. And I want you to be happy so much that I'm willing to go to your wedding. That's how much I want you to be happy. And you deserve that. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to be with someone that fits you. That's what you deserve. And I'm doing you and we're doing us a disservice for staying together. And I don't think it's fair to you or to me in that sense. So I would say that's the most peaceful way to approach a breakup or an ending. Because like I said in previous videos, everybody deserves a chance to be happy. Everybody. It's okay to admit that you want a companion that you truly love and that you want to have a really in-depth conversation with and that you want to make love to often. It's okay to admit that. And it's a really hard thing to do is to end a relationship or end a marriage with someone that it just doesn't work. It's really hard. It's really painful. But we have to come to the realization whether, do you want to accept dissatisfaction for another 10, 20, 30, 40 years or more? Or do I want to eventually be happy with a companion that you are actually in love with? That these are kind of realizations that we need to come to the realization if we want a happier society. So that is my advice for how to end a breakup more peace, how to end a relationship more peacefully. But I would say those are the phrases that would be the most sensitive and peaceful. Okay. All right. So hopefully this video helps you and you get some insight. And there will be lots more videos to come because I'm here to help. I'm your genie and I'm here to help. Okay? All right. So again, don't forget to check the description below. Please like and subscribe, comment, and I am. And don't forget to check the online chat for funding for my business project. And there's going to be more actually designs and other fun stuff coming in the online shop. Okie dokie. Okie dokie. All right. Hopefully you guys have a good day. Good night.